Self-Image Transformations, Part 1. Close your eyes and relax. Take a deep breath and feel your body relax as you exhale. Let everything soften and relax. Know that your true self is guiding you to experience deeper levels of peace. You allow your true self to guide your mind. You let go of any tension in your body and allow yourself to soften. You allow in your true self's gentleness and peace. You let this wonderful feeling of gentleness and peace relax you even more. You are aware that you are safe and that you want your true self, the Holy Spirit within you, to guide this inner process of transforming your self-image. Imagine a ball of golden light. Now, have the light turn to a beautiful blue. Now, have it turn to a deep, radiant green. And back to golden yellow. You see how quickly you are able to change the colors with your thought. Now you know that you can change your thoughts in an instant. You recognize that everything in the physical world is a printout, a reflection of your thoughts. You recognize that you have only two ways of seeing, no matter what it looks like in the world. Either you are seeing through the ego's eyes or the eyes of love. And you choose to see through the eyes of love because you know that love is your true identity. You want to be led by the eyes of love. you no longer want to decide on your own what anything means. You accept the truth that, as it says in A Course in Miracles, you are the work of God, and His work is wholly lovable and wholly loving. This is how a man must think of himself in his heart, because this is what he is. You allow yourself to remember that you are wholly lovable and wholly loving. You allow yourself to remember that, like you, the true reality of everyone is that they are wholly lovable and wholly loving. You allow yourself to let the veil be lifted by your true self, to see beyond illusions of differences that are seen through the ego's eyes. You allow yourself to see as love always sees. You remember that perfect love sees only the perfect love in everyone. You also remember that the ego sees only the ego in everyone. You know that you have these two choices in seeing, and only one is true. You are now willing to let go of the ego's goals of seeing separation and differences. You now see the ego's sight as meaningless. You remember that only love is real. You are now willing to see everyone as the love they truly are, because you know that as you see others, you see yourself. This is how your self-image is transformed. You are willing to see each person as one with you in holiness. You now identify yourself as perfect love, and you know that perfect love sees only perfect love everywhere. You know that truth is union, and that you are united with everyone as the same universal love. You accept that, as it says in A Course in Miracles, the single vision which the Holy Spirit offers you will bring this oneness to your mind with clarity and brightness so intense you could not wish for all the world not to accept what God would have you have. You accept that your identity is one with perfect love. Mentally review what you have just experienced and gently return your awareness to the room. You may wish to take notes on your experience.